With no other delegation asking for the floor, as is customary, let me now share with you my concluding remarks. The sixth trade policy review of the Kingdom of Morocco has given us a unique opportunity to deepen our understanding of the development of Morocco's trade and trade-related policies since its last review in 2016. This review was conducted with the active participation of Morocco's delegation headed by His Excellency Mr. Abdel Wahid Rahal, Director General of Trade, Ministry of Industries and Trade, whom I would like to thank. My thanks go also to the discussants, Her Excellency Dr. Sofia Bauza Martinez, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Chile to the WTO, for her insightful remarks, and to the 34 delegations that take the floor for their valuable contributions. Members commended Morocco for the strong performance of its economy over the review period and its swift recovery following the COVID-19 pandemic, and despite facing the earthquake in 2023 and other challenging international environments. For members, such performance reflects Morocco's political stability, policy continuity, and sustained progress in its implementation. Members praised Morocco's commitment to trade openness and its effort to modernize its infrastructure and to implement legal reforms to further improve its business environment and to attract foreign investment. In this regard, members also highlighted Morocco's strategic geographical location on the African continent as an important advantage. Members also recalled Morocco's historical role in the multilateral trading system, as this month we commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Marrakesh Agreement leading to the creation of the WTO. Morocco was praised for its active and constructive engagement at the WTO, in particular for its contribution to the Investment Facilitation for Development Initiative, to the dialogue on plastic pollution and environmentally sustainable plastic trade, and last but not least, to the leading successfully the accession process of the Comoros by His Excellency Dr. Omar Znaber, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Morocco to the WTO. Several members were also appreciative of Morocco's ratification of the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement and encouraged Morocco to ratify the agreement on fisheries subsidies and to join the initiatives on e-commerce and domestic regulations. Members also acknowledged Morocco's active participation in trade agreements, including the African Continental Free Trade Area, and its increased efforts to promote connectivity and trade integration within Africa. Several members expressed interest in deepening their trade relations with Morocco. At the sectorial level, members highlighted Morocco's increased participation in the global value chains and the diversification of its economic activities while acknowledging the key role that tourism continued to have in its economy. Members also welcome the Generation Green 2020 and 2023 strategy to foster the development of the agricultural sector. Looking forward, a number of members considered that there was room for improvement regarding custom procedures, import licensing, conformity evaluation, the fiscal regime, transparency in government procurement, and the submission of WTO notifications. They also noted Morocco's use of high tariff for agricultural products that appears to exceed boundaries. In conclusion, the delegation of Morocco has clearly demonstrated that it places a high value on the multilateral trading progress, trading review mechanism, and the multilateral trading system through its active engagement over these 2 days meeting. Finally, members look forward to receiving answers to any outstanding and follow-up questions, if any, within the customary 1 month, at which time this review will be concluded. Let me to thank again the delegation of Morocco, the discussant, and all delegations that have participated. My thanks go also to the Secretariat for their hard work through this exercise. With this, I thank you for your participation, and I declare the TPR of Morocco is closed.